هيا على الفلاح.
I'm just at a point in life where I've given up. Everything for me is a struggle, even if it's the simplest things in life. I guess I'm just not good at anything, and I'm done trying. And I'm so drained with family problems, school, work, and friends. I've already gave up on college, and my parents don't even know about it, and I'm ready to give up on work. I just hate working. All I want to do is sleep in my bed and never come out of it. I'm trying so hard to change, but when I take a step, I'm pulled two steps back. I'm so behind in life. Most of my friends are married, done with college, and accomplished the simplest things in life. And me? Well, nothing seems to be right. I didn't think my life would be like this. I'm always making dua, but I just feel like I'm being chastised. I'm tired of crying and having hope. It's been like this for almost 6 years for me. I feel stuck, and nothing seems to be moving besides time. If you stand back and take a look at the whole picture, you will realize that what you have when faced by tragedy is a choice. Will you go through the stages of grief, denying Allah's destiny and the wisdom of His plan for you? Or will you realize that what you are going through is something you know you can handle? Whatever trial comes your way is something that Allah has planned and which He has granted you can handle. Because I, as a faithful mu'min who believes in Allah and His wisdom, know deep in my heart that although the sadness is cumbersome, it'll not be overwhelming. But although the times might be tough, I am tougher. And that whatever comes my way will go away. And that eventually I'll face my Lord, whom I hope will be pleased with me as I am pleased with Him. If you are sad, you should see your blessings, pray, and move on. If this recommendation worked, why are there so many of us left with the same feeling of depression? Was it because I didn't pray enough or with enough conviction? Or is it simply that prayer by itself is not always a solution? Believe it or not. But when we look at both the Quran and Hadith, we see that we are not simply instructed to pray more to fix our feelings of depression. We have options. Options that many seem to not realize exist within a religious realm. Here are just some of many religious recommendations given across both Quran, Hadith, Sunnah, and religious scholars for managing feelings of isolation, sadness, grief, and ultimately, depression. This piece was written by Sister Jasmine Ali from CounselingCollab.com. 10 ways to battle depression that are not prayer. Number one, finding and establishing a support system, a community. In Islam, Muslims are encouraged to be active participants in their families and communities in order to concrete integral bonds and relationships. Muslims are taught to help one another, whether he, she is an oppressor or being oppressed, and thus to support one another no matter what, in whatever manner is required. Finding a sense of belonging, establishing healthy relationships within a family and community are considered essential parts of managing grief, sadness, isolation, and depression. Number two, seek shura, counseling by others. In Islam, Muslims are taught to seek consultation or counsel by others before making decisions. This consultation may come from others who will be impacted by the decision, the community as a whole, or by those with more knowledge on the subject of the decision. This can mean to seek support by the community, as established in the first tip, or to talk with those being impacted, such as one's family, or to talk to a professional, such as a therapist. Number three, monitoring our diet. Muslims are given guides on all aspects of life, including appropriate diet. From modern science, we are also aware that many of these Islamic recommendations are also now scientifically proven to be beneficial to our physical and mental health. Some of these include eliminating or reducing beef intake, keeping well hydrated. 1 out of 3 stomach space is for water, liquids in Islam. Engaging in mindful eating and healthy portions. 1/3 of stomach space is for food in Islam, and eating at particular times of the day. Dietary changes can lead to positive improvements with mood regulation. Number 4, walking outdoors. Islam encourages Muslims to walk outdoors and appreciate nature. What we know from current science is that both sunlight and physical activity are linked with marked improvements in mood and physical, mental well-being. Walking outdoors 3 to 4 times per week, or 30 minutes or more intervals, have proven to reduce depressive symptoms in individuals, along with healthy diet and interpersonal dynamics. Number 5, staying hydrated. Islam encourages individuals to stay well hydrated, as mentioned above, with the 1/3 stomach rule. We know that a dehydrated body created a dehydrated brain, which leads to everyday challenges around mood, concentration, and feelings of peace and contentment. Staying hydrated is essential to being able to develop healthy emotional regulation skills. Conquering depression requires a healthy brain, and without water, that healthy brain is simply not a reality. Number 6, deep contemplation, meditation. There are countless stories from the hadith of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam isolating himself so that he could engage in deep contemplation or meditation practices. Having an ability to detach from unhealthy environments or situations, to then be able to concentrate on difficult choices and moments, are crucial for empowerment and growth. Meditation and contemplation can be integrated into everyday life by means of setting aside 20 minutes of your work commute to think deeply about life, to learning mindfulness and appreciation of your blessings when you sit down to eat or shower. There are many ways to add these practices into a daily routine, which can give us time to process the issues that are making us feel isolated, alone, or in despair. Number 7, sabr and shukr. Two concepts in Islam that are talked about and sung about, and yet we don't tend to think too deeply about it. Sabr is a form of patience that extends beyond just a short time period, like being stuck in traffic. Sabr is a concept of knowing and having full faith in one's life being completed in the hands of Allah. Shukr, additionally, is more than its common definition of appreciation. Instead, shukr emanates a deep level of gratitude for every positive, every negative, and every mundane experience in one's life. Knowing that everything is happening for your own benefit, even if you cannot see that in the moment. These two concepts together remind us to engage daily in mindfulness practices and ritualistic prayer that allows us to reflect on and engage with our whole body this idea of appreciating every moment, every experience, and knowing that the good is for us to humbly enjoy, and the bad Troubling moments are there for us to experience with a purpose that is ultimately best for us. This level of patience and appreciation can be very difficult, but once able to fully integrate this concept, can help one to become more resilient through each depressive episode. Number 8, creating daily routines. Prayer assists in keeping Muslims on a daily clock. But on top of the 5 required prayers are additional positive routines that can be set. Islam teaches us that every muscle and part of our body has memory, including the brain. And so, when we are able to establish healthy routines for our physical, mental, and spiritual health, we are able to increase our muscle memory in a positive manner. When depressed, it can be very difficult to find the willpower to even get out of bed, let alone tackle the entire day. Yet, when we've created solid routines for ourselves, it may still feel difficult to get up and get going. It'll be much easier to get up when our body has been practicing your daily life routine every other day. Number 9, mindful prayer. Establishing and learning ways to be more mindful while praying has been very beneficial for many clients who often say that they struggle with focusing on prayer when they feel depressed. There are many mindful skills that can be learned that change these moments from being frustrating to giving true spiritual connection and relief from depression. Number 10, addressing issues with our hands, changing the situation. Islam gives Muslims a mandate for when something bad is occurring, with the best solution being given as changing the situation with your hands. Sometimes depression is triggered by oppressive relationships, unhealthy work boundaries, or negative self-talk. When these types of issues are the cause of depression, we can work towards remedying the situation by addressing the issue head-on in whatever manner we deem most appropriate to our situation. Tribulations are a part of life that doesn't make them easy. We still grieve, but how could we not? We are, after all, a very emotional creation. Allah says in Surah Al-Baqarah, Allah does not burden a soul beyond that it can bear. If you stand back and take a look at the whole picture, you will realize that what you have when faced by tragedy is a choice. Will you go through the stages of grief, denying Allah's destiny and the wisdom of His plan for you? Or will you realize that what you are going through is something you know you can handle? Whatever trial comes your way is something that Allah has planned and which He has granted you can handle. This ayah is comforting because I, as a faithful mu'min who believes in Allah and His wisdom, know deep in my heart that although the sadness is cumbersome, it'll not be overwhelming. But although the times might be tough, I am tougher. And that whatever comes my way will go away. And that eventually I'll face my Lord, whom I hope will be pleased with me as I am pleased with Him.